I am with the cast of the Vic High production of Urinetown. I got to say this, because you're all in grade 12, I guess. This is all your last year in high school. Obviously, really weird time to be graduating high school. I kind of thought that, you know, your guys' grade would be the one to have just missed the weirdness. But, you know, obviously by the face masks and the situation that we're in, I'm even, you know, doing my show from home. Yeah, we're not out of this just yet. But, I really want to, you know, commend you and applaud you for not only continuing to, like, embrace creativity during, like, such a weird time, but also to embrace, like, you know, ingenuity, resourcefulness, and everything that you guys are doing with this. This, like, general attitude towards, like, life and challenges and stuff, I think this is going to be the thing that's going to propel you guys in the future. So I just wanted to make sure I got that out of the way and applaud you guys for what you're doing and for even still being able to put on this production and doing it in such a creative way. So good for you guys. I hope you guys keep that up.
Thank you.
Why don't we get the important stuff out there first, and then we'll revisit it around the end of the interview just to make sure that people know what we're promoting. We're here to talk about Vic High's live stream musical called Urinetown. Now, this is going to be happening May 19th until the 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $20 per streaming device. And to make it easier for our listeners, I'm going to just post a link to where they can buy tickets at thezone.fm. So, yeah, I was doing a little bit of background research on Urinetown and saw that this was an off-Broadway production that started in 2001. So awesome that you guys are taking this on. Where did the idea come from to do this?
Every year we do a vote from five shows to determine what show we're going to do the following year. This year, our options were really limited because we had to choose a show that allowed for us to live stream it. Licensing has a lot of rules and regulations around what you can do with a show. Really, there weren't a lot of options this year. And like I said before, Vic High isn't really a Disney musical kind of school. I don't know that I would really be able to sell them on a Disney musical.
It's definitely, we go for like out there kind of unique shows more than anything else.
Yeah, so Urinetown lends itself really well to us being masked, because the whole premise is that, you know, it's a town that is full of like stinky bathrooms.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that everybody in these towns would be fully masked to try to mask the smell. And also it's just really funny. And the show has a lot of adult humor while also still being like really family friendly. So it walks the line really well to make sure that it's still like a Vic High musical.
The story of Urinetown sounds hilarious. For anybody that doesn't quite know what it is, can one of you explain the story of Urinetown?
It's kind of like this dystopian reality where everyone has to, in order to pee, they have to use public washrooms because there's a water shortage. So with this water shortage, they need to use public washrooms to pee. And basically, it's kind of a whole joke because there's even a scene where one of the characters is like, oh, well, what about hydraulics? Like, what about everything else? Like, why is it just peeing that uses up all the water? Like, what about drinking water? What about laundry? What about any of that? And so it's kind of like a big joke because it's like, and also people could literally pee like in the dirt or something. And you do not look happy with me.
No, I
She's pretending to like me right now, but she hates me. anyways, so yeah, it's really funny because like the poor people have to like pee in these disgusting washrooms and they have to pay to pee. And and if you don't pee in the washrooms, you get sent to Urinetown, which I'm not going to spoil what Urinetown is, but I'm going to go.
Well, I like it because the creator actually said while traveling in Europe, he encountered pay toilets, and that's kind of where the concept began. Can you tell me a bit about the process? Because, like, this is obviously different from just doing a run-of-the-mill school play. So the process of actually live streaming is a lot different. And then I would imagine so is, like, the process of blocking your show and everything. How is that going, and what sort of challenges have you had to overcome with that?
Our rehearsals have looked a little bit different.
We've been taking it very slow. We usually have our show a lot earlier in the year, but we've kind of been coming in. You only go in for like the what you're needed in that day and what's being blocked that day. And we found a performance space and moved a lot of it outside as well for rehearsals. And of course, more distance and obviously everybody masked. And so, yeah, it's just going to be live streamed instead of having a physical audience. And it's definitely different, but it's still has that same sort of community, and we can still at the end of the show kind of be in a room together, even if not everyone's there at once.
For you guys as grade 12 students, do you see yourselves wanting to continue on with acting after graduating?
For a lot of us, I think that is kind of a plan or an interest that we want to carry through with us. I mean, for me, for example, I don't plan on going to acting per se, but I want to go into law, which is essentially could be very beneficial to have some acting skills.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, everyone here really kind of has a reason and has something that they're going to, like, they're going to use these skills to carry them through into their future.
I was planning on going into, like, acting. This guy over here,
she's pointing to me,
has been helping me with that. So I think, like, through musical theater is kind of, like, how I found that I really like acting and stuff. So, yeah, I'm planning on going there.
I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I think regardless of whether or not I go into acting, I'm definitely going to carry what I've learned through musical theater at Vic High into whatever I end up doing, whether that be like community action or art or whatever I end up doing, even if it is theater. Mm-hmm. These experiences have definitely given me some skills that I can use anywhere.
Again, the details are that You're in Town is actually happening virtually. So it's being streamed May 19th until the 22nd. Each show is at 7 o'clock p.m. That's correct.
Yes.
And tickets are $20 per streaming device. So to make it easier for listeners, again, I'll post all that at thezone.fm so you'll be able to find it. I want to ask one more question. Like, what's grade 12 been like for you guys with everything that's been going on?
I'm not going to lie, it's been straight hell at some point,
yeah.
But we're getting through it. And I think that just like musical still happening, even with like the pandemic, has just been so like nice to have like a place to go. Because although it's so weird with the restrictions, it still has been able to still feel like last year, because even with all the restrictions and stuff, I feel like I still have the same connection with everyone. And I still have like a place to come where I can like be happy and stuff.
There are definitely a lot of, I mean, everything's changed. Like our grad year is completely flipped upside down, you know, but the community of musical has still stayed the same. And no, it's not the same. And it's not like, oh, the big, like your grad year, your final show, it's not the same. But still the whole process of doing musical has been honestly like got me through this year quite a bit in some ways. It's been really nice to have just like this sense of community and working on a show together.
Musical is very much like a place where we can come and we can feel like we can just have fun. We can just have a great time, perform, do what we love, like the sun coming through the clouds of a terrible year.
I think that's an important thing to remember too. Like I think the arts kind of gets overlooked sometimes, kind of gets underestimated in how essential it is, right? Like you don't think it's that important, but then, you know, when you're grieving, you know, you look to poetry or you dissect the lyrics of a song when you're fully in love. Sometimes it's just it takes these big emotions for people to actually turn to the arts, for people to turn to music, to musical theater, to movies, to try to help make sense of our world. And I think you guys are sort of the embodiment of that, and what you're doing with this musical and with being creative, especially in the way you're delivering it to people, I think that ought to be commended, and you should really be proud of yourselves for that. So thank you so much for taking the time to join me and to talk about the show, and best of luck to you on the show.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity, especially, you know, given how this year has looked, and these guys have lost a lot already this year in terms of what their grad year should look like. And I'm really grateful that you still were able to accommodate us, because being on The Zone every year is such a highlight for musical, and it's only ever the seniors. So this is, you know, the chance that they get to do it. So thank you so much for making this happen for all of us. And we hope you see the show.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I appreciate your guys' time.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
What that is your in town. Your in town's the end. Swift and brutal punishment, no need now to pretend. The truck were swung and then you're hung and then they'll cut you down. They'll box you up and ship you out and call it your in town.
They'll box you up and ship you out and call it your in town, 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 town. Dance? No, never do they dance. Those people down in your in town, they never get the chance. Dancing, forget it, never, not a go. Unless it's at the bottom of a rope.
What is your in town? Your in town's a tool, an instrument of power to enforce my iron rule. So send your troops to all the stoops and let them understand. If hope is not returned, it's your in town for all the land.
If hope is not returned, it's your in town for all the land, 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 land.
Dance! Dance! Do they think I'll dance? Those people with my daughter want to make me change my stats. Stats, stats, forget it! Never, not a night. Them not to take from me what's mine.
We should hurry, sir. The emergency planning quorum is waiting.
Yes, of course. The quorum.
That was a close one, Bobby. I thought Barrow saw us for sure.
We'll have to keep on our toes, Ma. At least until we've distributed the rest of these memos to the other assistant custodians around the city.
Do you think they'll join us?
Hard to say. They're scared. Like we used to be scared. But if it's true what they say about everyone having a heart, they'll have to join us.
What is Urinetown? Urinetown's a lie. A means to keep the poor in check until the day they die. I did not shirk their dirty work, but things are different now. We'll fight for right with all our might until we win somehow. We'll fight for right with all our might until we win somehow. How, 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 how.
Dance, dance, listen to it dance. My heart is like a stallion racing through a great expanse. Canyons of freedom, that's where it will waltz, performing coronary somersaults.
Your heart is like a stallion?
I'll explain along the way, Ma. Come on, let's go.
Where are they hiding, little Sally? Tell me and I'll see things go easy on you.
Easy on me? You mean like sending me to the nice part of Urinetown?
That can be arranged.
Save it for one of your other stoolies, Officer Lockstock. My heart's the rebellion. And besides, the way I see it, I'm already in Urinetown. We all are. Even you.
Me? In Urinetown?
Sure. I mean, the way I see it, Urinetown isn't so much of a place as it is a metaphysical place. What is Urinetown? Urinetown is here. It's the town wherever people learn to live in fear. So look around, you finally found the place you asked about. For your town is your town if you're hopeless, down and out.
For your town is your town if you're hopeless, down and out.
For your town is your town if you're hopeless down.